Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David For on Monday, the 30th of June, recording at 9:45 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights today. In stock markets, the Asian markets were mostly a bit easier. The Hang Seng Index bucked that trend with a small quarter point, or quarter of a percent gain, rather. European stock markets were mixed. They were all down early on, with the exception of the UK stock market, but then showed a general recovery, with the Swiss market index up 1.4%, FTSE, that's the UK, up 1.74%, and the Dow Jones Euro Stoxx 50 was up 0.38%. Wall Street seesawed a little bit, but during most of the day was on the plus side, had those gains pared back towards the close, the Dow closing up a tiny fraction, ditto the S&P, the NASDAQ down a bit. And in long-dated government bonds, we had a weaker tone in the gilts and in the bunds. The U.S. treasuries were up a bit, and the JGBs were also up a bit. Okay, in this, with the U.S. dollar, now that got down, had a look at the 72 level on the dollar index, and then bounced. And to give you an example, the euro early on in the day had rallied up to 158.35, but is trading now 157.47. So that's just about, it's down 46 ticks on the day. So the dollar a little bit steadier in here, and sterling had rallied up to 199.66, currently 199.20, down 30 ticks. And elsewhere, precious metals. Now, they rallied when the dollar was weak early on, and then gave up those gains, and then recovered and moved into the loss column, but then recovered most of those losses. So we've got gold bullion here trading at 925.45 as I speak. That's down 235 on the day. The only precious metal that was on the upside was platinum, up $12. And the other metals are, the industrial metals are mixed. Copper up just a tiny bit in here today. Okay, so let's see, there's much more to cover here. Crude oil, this seesawed. We had a new all-time high, got up to 143.67, then it fell back to 139.17, currently trading at 140.07. It's down 14 cents on the day. And the grains and beans, we had wheat was weak, and corn, following a report that the farmers had planted a bit more than was originally indicated, and also that the carryover stocks in the U.S. were higher than expected as sales had slowed against the background of high prices. Corn closed limit down. It's a 30-cent limit, so it's not that big, but backed off the highs to, as I say, to close limit down. The soybeans moved down in sympathy, but then rallied back up and closed firm right near their highs on the day. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as these stock markets are concerned, and just about everything else, psychologically, the world is on an oil standard, a crude oil standard, right now, and that all eyes are on crude oil. That's what's dominating the headlines for the most part. That's what people are talking about on the financial television programs, and that's really the make or break situation for a number of markets. And as I see it, roughly speaking, It's as if we had a seesaw. And I know that English is not everyone's first language, but a seesaw, that's that board with a fulcrum in the middle in a child's playground, and two children, sit on opposite ends of this and seesaw back and forth, up and down. Well, on one side of that seesaw, you've got crude oil. And on the other side of that seesaw, you've got global stock markets. And this isn't always going to be the case, but it's certainly the case right now. So oil goes up a bit and the stock markets start to soften. Oil goes down a bit and the stock markets start to firm. Ditto gold. Gold is also on an oil standard, although it's not on the opposite end of the seesaw. It's sitting on the same end of the seesaw as crude oil. So crude oil firms, gold firms, and vice versa. Now, needless to say, crude is hugely important because if crude oil continues to move on upwards to the various levels that people are talking about in here. Now, contrarians may feel that's a bit of a contrary indicator. I'm a little less certain because there are a lot of people who've been talking about oil going back to $100 or $80 a barrel for quite some time, although I suspect that's more wishful thinking. And I think that the balance of the forecasts, certainly within those who are have been advocates of the commodity supercycle, that people are saying really it's not a matter of will crude oil reach $150 a barrel and then go on to $200 a barrel, but when. Now, I also think that's what's going to happen, but it may take, I suspect it will take quite a bit longer than most of the people actually expect. But oil's tricky right now because the uptrend is very much intact. It's still consistent. We had the break above the $140 level. That's an upside breakout. Now, interestingly, oil has not extended that advance. And you can look at those charts. I'll be posting them shortly. It has not extended the advance over the last couple of days, but neither has it broken downwards. There's been no downward dynamic. It hasn't dipped back into the support beyond the tiniest amount. And sometimes markets do this. Basically, crude oil's got to come down below 135. That would be a midpoint danger line violation. All the people, delegates who have attended the chart seminar will know what that means. And it would have to come below $130 to break the last reaction low, and it would need to come below $120 to confirm that a medium-term top had formed. Now, interestingly, the break upwards above 140 by crude oil has not been confirmed by either heating oil or gasoline, although natural gas has continued to climb, but the two that are more closely related to crude oil's trend are the heating oil and the gasoline. So those might be little hints here that this market is a bit tired overall. But again, it remains for the bears to prove, because when you have a consistent trend, and crude is still a consistent trend, then that's we usually describe that as a trend in motion, because meaning that it can continue because nothing has happened to reverse the psychology. So remember those levels that I talked about, 135, midpoint danger line level, 130 breaking the last reaction low. That would definitely be an inconsistency, and 120 we could say that a medium term correction was underway. If that happens, then I think you'll get an oversold rally in global stock markets. On the other hand, if oil runs up over to even close to the 150 level this week, I think we'll get another downward spiral in global stock markets because people will do their calculations on GDP growth, and it It won't be good. So the big threat here going forward is really very much what this oil price does in the short to medium term. The technical action in stock markets is not favorable. The only bullish thing that can be said is that a number of these trends are currently overstretched, that sentiment has reached an extremely pessimistic level. But if oil were to spike upwards again, sentiment is going to become even more pessimistic and oversold indicators will become even more oversold. I think it's that important. I think it's that clear cut in terms of the relationship between stock markets and that crude oil price. Well, what about other markets here? We've certainly had the flight to quality in terms of some of these government bonds, although the rallies, well, I exaggerated it a little bit. We've had a good rally in the treasuries, we've had a good rally in the JGBs. The rally in the treasuries is costing me because I shorted a little too aggressively near the this month's reaction low. And so that was careless. I'm going to ride with it for the moment in here, because I think that overhead resistance should start to come into play. But I maintain that they're lousy value, and that this is a secular bear market in government bonds, long dated government bonds, that's gradually unfolding. But of course it can whip around in the short to medium term, and does, as is the nature of markets. The US dollar, I'm not a big fan. I think it's range bound at best. If somehow the US administration is able to convince enough of its trade partners that it is really willing the dollar up, keeps the money supply growth flat. In other words, no increase in the M2, and that has been flat for the last few weeks. Then they may just persuade enough people to cover their dollar shorts, and that's the short-term bull story, dollar shorts, to keep this market in a range for a while longer, and maybe to creep upwards a little bit. It still has those rising lows, albeit just the pattern's mainly a ranging pattern overall. But I am not a dollar bull in here, but I have been an advocate of a ranging dollar ever since its last downward spike several months ago, when it clearly became overextended and very much a concern at G7 levels and during meetings of central bankers and so on. In terms of the grain and bean complex, highly speculative up here, but the weather is diabolical. That corn planting information, well, obviously bearish in terms of today's action. Remember, I posted an article, I didn't know whether it was last week or the week before, which mentioned a farmer who was planting more corn, knowing that he wouldn't get a full crop out of it, but that it would grow, and then he would just chop it up and use it as cattle feed. So in terms of the actual yield from corn, I don't think it makes all that much difference, but we will see, as they say. And what else to mention in here? Copper, you've got quite good backwardation on the LME, slight backwardation on the COMEX. I'm not quite sure why there's that difference, but while that backwardation persists, there is a nearby shortage of material, and that might enable copper to have another look at that $4, at that $4 level. And gold, well, I mentioned that it's on the oil standard here right now. Gold is near the higher side of a $100 range that it's been trading in, and I feel a little cautious about it. I feel a little cautious about most things. I'm in here. It's a tricky time in terms of trying to make money. The people who've been short a number of markets or long potash have done exceedingly well, and my hats off to all. We certainly saw the potash potential, but this meltdown that we've seen in the month of June in stock markets has done a fair amount of technical damage, as you know. It's been a perfect storm, as I've described it, and we can't actually say that that's over, although some weaker technical action in crude oil would improve sentiment, at least in the short term. And I think that's just about it today. British fans, if you saw that Andy Murray tennis match this afternoon, I just caught a few fleeting glimpses of it, but quite spectacular. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.